السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى بالسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. I respected the Muhtamim Sahib, Mohammed Hamid Sahib, Mohammed Fadl Rahman Sahib, Tisai Muhtar Sahib, all of our Satija. We thank you that Alhamdulillah you have developed such an incredible environment here, an environment that has affected definitely all of us. Individually, we can give all of our, you know, karguzaris and talk about how the madrasa affected us. Being from a foreign country, foreign from here, and growing up in New York, there were many, many avenues and many, many paths we could have followed, which would have destroyed us, and we wouldn't have been in this dunya already. We would have been gone a long time ago. But alhamdulillah, from America, we knew about Dalam Zardo. We had a great shauq and desire to come here. So before we came here, there was such a work being done that, you know, drove us and gave us the desire to come here. Then when we came here, the environment that was here, the asatiza, the great muhabbat, great ilm, the knowledge, the tariqah of our qadr of Dioband, which was taught to us, it became also a source that saved us. That we went back to our countries now, alhamdulillah, of course, according to asbab, fakhr or anything like this, and according to aql, but our satis have prepared us in such a way that we will never, ever get close to going to any of those avenues and those ways that would lead us to destruction. May Allah Ta'ala bless them and grant them beautiful long lives, and may Allah Ta'ala open up the ways for this madrasa and put barakat and blessings. I think all of us like to have some type of distinct connection to the madrasa. We recently counted that there's 98 students who have become Fariq from America from Dawal Mazabil. This year there's 8, I think, in Dora Hadith, so it will go over 100. A large majority of them are from New York. And I was the first graduate from New York in 2005. So that's one distinct quality, alhamdulillah, I can brag about. Another distinct quality I can brag about, which is just recently I got, that I think I'm the only one from amongst the Faridin in this Abanai Kadim that lost weight since we came back. We were just in Pakistan last month. We took some students to Raidan to see the work and effort of Tabligh. We have tried to inculcate the work of Tabligh in our madrasa in a very strong way. We did have a 3-day tartib initially, and then we moved on to the 1-day tartib, but the 1-day tartib was on a Sunday. We felt it was too much mujahada for the student, that is one day off, he had to. We had some students, mashallah, very mukhlis in the work of Tabligh who were taking part in that, but they were the only ones taking part, and we had students who were studying for 7-8 years in our madrasa who did not take part in the work of Tabligh, and they were completely oblivious of it. So we are now starting again the 3-day effort where we stop classes also, and we are going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it went from in 1 month 9 students going out to 9 jamaats going out, alhamdulillah. And we recently took about 5-6 students last month, the better part of September, beginning of September and all of August we were there. And they were telling us about the benefit of karguzari, that there's 2 types of work. One is the groundwork, that people are working hard. That work is usually with the hands and with the body. Sometimes the salary is less also, but that work is important. And in the background, there is the work that is with the zihn, with the mind. For example, a building, you have the builders and you have the architect. And his work also is very valuable. He may not be using his hands and his feet and using his body, but he uses the mind. So he said the karguzari is this. It is the bringing together of the badan, the body, that how we can physically do the work, but with that there should be some zihniyat, and there should be some mind frame, and there should be some good thought that is going through the work. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. They gave me a few points that we should talk about, so experience and general challenges. One general challenge I think that we all go through, and especially going back to America because the environment is different, is the transition from madrasa to the respective communities that we are going in. it hits us like a bag of bricks when we go back to our communities, that the people of the masajid and the people that we are in front of, and even our own families, they are not madrasa students. Many of them don't have beards. They don't wear the madrasa uniform. They don't know a lot of the different language that we speak, the words that we speak. They are not in the dini environment like we are. It's a very high level dini environment that we are here in the madrasa. So that's something very important, that we keep that in mind. Allah Ta'ala has given us, mashallah, a great experience in the madrasa with our tatiza. It doesn't take much. It takes hikmah and, of course, mashawra with our elders, that we can get through that, but we should not be jalbaz and we should not be hasty in dealing with our communities and in regards to some of the wrongs that they are doing. And of course, this is something that some of the ulama has talked about. Understanding the needs and level of our community also is extremely important. And sticking to the usools of our Akabari Dioband, very important. Not necessarily that in the mimbar we are mentioning Mu'atanvi's name, rahmatullahi, and mentioning the words of Dioband. It's not necessary we have to do that, because especially in a country like America, very ignorantly people read articles on the computer about something Mu'atanvi said, rahmatullahi, or something some of our Akabir said, or they've just been raised in a household that doesn't like those type of things. So very ignorantly they will get up and not listen to your talk. They will be blocked off from it. So sometimes you have to just say the muhaddithin have said, the mufassirin have said. And then you will find that they are listening with open eyes, with open ears, and they are, mashallah, very intrigued by these stories. And especially the usools of the Akabari Dioband and ourselves. That's the most important thing. For example, some very, very incredible, I think, salient features of our Akabari Dioband is tawazu. Right? You won't find the books of our Akabari that in the back of it, the word doctor and all these things are there, and there's some pose and they are looking in some picture and you see their name behind. There's nothing like that. Our Akabari Dioband, tawazu, is very, very important. And of course, the ta'alluq with our akabir and ta'alluq with our satiza, when we open up the madaris or the masajid, calling our ulama, even if it's not from our satiza, the ulama of Dioband which come, Anshar Madini Mashallah, comes to our madrasa all the time. And those ulama, of course, in America, it's such that we don't have a great amount of ulama we can call because they can't come because of the visa problems and things like this. But anyone who we have an opportunity from any of the countries, even from the Arab Malik, we are calling them to visit our madrasa, to give us nasiha, to make dua. We've seen great, great, mashallah, effects in this on our school, alhamdulillah, positive effects. Some of the efforts going on in America since I came back, and of course, being in the madrasa, all of us feel that we see our satis, that we see this environment, and we want to bring this type of environment and the mizaj of our satis that within ourselves and within our community. We want to give the youth an opportunity that if they cannot go abroad and study in South Africa or Pakistan or India or wherever, we can try to build that within our own homes. So, alhamdulillah, when I went back, Darul New York had already started in 1997. Mana Shaheed Islam, Mufti Shaheed Islam, comes here. He's a Fadiq of Benudi Town and Akabar of the Bangladesh. He went to America and started the Darul New York, and left as Zimmadar, his brother, Barakatullah Sahib, who's not an alim, a brother who is involved in tabligh work, but mashallah has become very, very affiliated and become, mashallah, mahid in the work of the madrasa and things like this. And he started the madrasa with a couple of kids in a garage. Even at some time, they had to leave that garage, and they used to have a van. They would pick up the children, and they would park in a parking lot, and they would teach the children in the back of the van. And they would have to go and pick up the kids and tell the parents that please put them in hifz. Now we have a waiting list in the madrasa of over 100 children. So alhamdulillah, we have about 300 students who are studying in the Benin, the boys section. This is the hifz alim course, and we have an academics homeschooling section that we have as well. The kids are doing about an hour every day of their schooling. So the kasarat and the ghalbat still is of the dini studies, and then about an hour, which I sometimes like to say zinnan, it's by the way they are doing the academics also. It's a loophole in America that we can use, the homeschooling, we can do that. We tell them that they're studying at home, but yet we are teaching them, and we send them all the things, and it's perfectly fine. The religious Christian people have developed this. They don't like to send their kids to school, so they homeschool them. It's an avenue that we use in the madrasa in order to keep our kids academically also equipped. From Darashin Nizami and Dora Hadith, over 50 ulama, mashallah, have graduated. from our Dar al-Room, from Dora Hadith, and there are still so many, mashallah, who have sent here, and they, mashallah, have graduated. So we say over 100 students, mashallah, with the Dar al-Mazarville and other madaris also, Zakaria and also in Amiya, they go there as well, who have completed Dora from our madrasa. Over 200 kids have finished the Hijs also. There are 200 students in the Banat section as well. The girls, alhamdulillah, are studying as well. They're doing the Hijs, the Alam course in academics. About 40 Banat have graduated already, alhamdulillah. Last year, 17 girls and 17 boys graduated from the Dora Hadith, alhamdulillah. Other works which we are doing in the madrasa, because the madrasa, of course, offshoots and does other works. We started last year our Dar al-Iftah. We also are doing counseling as well. The Maktab program, about 150 kids take part in a Maktab program after school. The khatib arrangements, where usatiza and students are going out and providing khatibs for about 25 masajid every Friday. Quran and hadith programs, and I was just mentioning yesterday, one of the usatiza's house we went to, we were mentioning Qari Jaz, who, mashallah, is working in our madrasa as well. He is synonymous to what Maulana Mansoor Absab is here. Stays in the front and does all the computer work and everything. And he was on his phone, and I was telling him, what are you doing on the phone? So he was ordering a cab for America. A kid was going to Jummah, and he was ordering the cab from here for the kid, so the cab can take him to the masjid over there in America. The Faridin working in our madrasa is myself, Qari Jaz, Sheikh, he's here. Maulana Rizal Qadir, who was Farid a year after me. He is working there as well. Qari Mujibur Rahman, who came last year and visited for 2 weeks of Satiza, he is there as well. And he had the Sabakirat and Quran section. Maulana Amin al-Islam, who's only graduated about 4 or 5 years ago, he's also teaching there as well. And Qari Muazzam Chaudhry, who studied only 2 years ago, he's, mashallah, has joined our madrasa and is working as well. There's other madaris as well. I want to focus more on the madaris there. Darul Quran wa Sunnah. And the Sharia board is also another madrasa, Mufti Ruhul Amin, who was originally a ustad from Dar al-Noor, New York, started his own madrasa, and he's also doing, mashallah, some great work there. Dar al-Quran Muslim is doing some good work. They have about 35 students in Hijs, 50 students. The numbers I don't want to go through too much, but mashallah, there are many Azadil Farazid who are working there as well, doing great work there. Mufti Naveed is doing work there, who was Fadi a few years ago. Mufti Fahad, Mona Faisal also. And Maulana Musaib, who's here also, is working part-time in the Dar al-Quran wa Sunnah. Rishtul al-Ilm Foundation is in Pennsylvania, which is about 2 hours from New York. There, Mufti Kotha, who is most also a Fari from here, and is, I think, Bayat to Maulana Abdulhamid Saab, he, mashallah, has started a madrasa there. Maulana Abu Zahid Saab, who taught for about 10 years with us in the madrasa Dar al-Ulum, moved out there to join Mufti Kotha. This is his brother-in-law. And mashallah, they're doing good work out there as well. They're requesting all the asatiza for du'as, inshallah, what they're doing there. Also, mashallah, our students who were from Dar al-Ulum, New York, and came here to become Fariq, Mufti Abdullah Ijaz, he did the iftah in Dioban by Mana over there in the Dar al-Iftah there in Durban. So he has established also with other Farihin from here and also Farihin from the madrasa, about 6 or 7 masajid they are imams in. And then after a couple of years, slowly they establish the Inc. Institute of Noble Knowledge. It is under the mashora of Mufti Rahman Azmi Dawan Barakatuhum and also Mufti Ibrahim Desai, who he did the iftah by, and also other asatiza from Dar al-Noor, New York, myself. They are making the mashura with them. And they have, mashallah, also about 7 full-time teachers. Many teachers there, and many of them from the Farihin as well. Okay, a minute. No, I'm done. I'm just running right through it. I won't do all this, inshallah. This was just things they sent me quickly, and I just pasted it and sent it, and that's it. But I'll run through it. Also, there is, mashallah, the Hafsa. That is synonymous to what Sanha would be here. Maulana Musaib is here, mashallah, he's doing good work there. It was started by Mufti Abdullah Nana. He sits on the advisory board now. Mufti Abdullah Nana also is one of the first Farihin from America in Mufti Nawaz's class a year before us. And they are oversighting the halal food and the zabiha and all these things, doing very great work. They have different branches in different states. They recently started in New York, and they are halal oversighting some very intriguing places. For example, NY University, which is a very big university, They have now given a halal avenue for the kids there, fully halal food over there, the kids, students who are studying in university. In that university, they have that also. And then Maa Shahbaz, last one, he is working for the Khalil Center. The Khalil Center is dealing with emotional problems that Muslims are going through, marriage problems and things like this. It's the time of depression. So there's a group of psychiatrists, Muslim psychiatrists, working with ulama that how through the knowledge of psychology and also through the knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah that the ulama have, they are combining that and working and giving therapy to many of the people who have these problems of depression, things like this. So he is, mashallah, doing counseling there. They have different places in different states. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the different works. America is a very big country, so there's a lot of things I've left out. I just wanted to focus on the madaris, that the work is being taken there, and also makatib. There's many work, a lot of work being done, but time does not persist to carry on. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum.